Morning, Joel's asked two people from our congregation to speak to why they are thankful this year, and we'll have Sean Dubal come up, and then Michelle Sandoval. Look forward to hearing from you.
Good morning. Earlier this week, Joel called me and says, "Hey, Sean, a few people are going to speak at church this Sunday, and I was wondering if you'd be one of them." And he says, "You can read your favorite scripture or maybe give a testimony or maybe give some things that you're thankful for around this time of year." And I thought, you know, I'm just not that comfortable speaking in front of people. But in some way, it's my chance to serve. So I guess that I made up a list of things that I am thankful for. So I'm just kind of thankful you asked me. Okay. First of all, I'm thankful for my wife, Denny, and our daughter, Lexi, and all of our family. I'm thankful for my church family and the relationships that I've made here. I'm thankful that I get to worship in a really old church and fellowship in a brand new building. I'm thankful for Laura, Lori, Patty, and Pat, and all those who help with fellowship on Sundays. I'm thankful for the elders and deacons and all that they do. I'm thankful for the people behind the scenes who take care of the business side of church. I'm thankful for those who teach our young kids and run the nursery. We love the kids' programs. I'm thankful for Mike Fahey, the youth group, and what he's doing there. Thankful for Joel Adams and the choir. You guys are so good, and we always hate to see you leave in the summertime. You know. I'm thankful for our guest speakers, Brent Mitchell and Brian Ralston. They're always willing to step up to the plate at the last minute to give a sermon. And I'm thankful for our pastor, Troy, who works hard at his duties throughout the week to deliver a great message every Sunday. But if I had to narrow down the list to the one thing that I'm most thankful for, it would have to be what my Savior has done for me. An innocent man who died for my sins was nailed to my cross and then continues to renew his grace daily for me so that I can live. How do you thank someone for that? What level of gratitude could we possibly think is measurable and worthy enough? And then to kind of let you know about myself, I'm kind of a science buff. I like stars and planets, galaxies and stuff. Well, I was reading this article one time about this physicist who was not a believer at all. Strictly data and science. And in this article, the term data and science was just peppered throughout of it. Well, as I'm reading this article, this physicist comes to the conclusion that there has to be a God. There has to be some type of a creator. And he said, "As a man of science and data, I've done the math all the way back to the Big Bang, and it stops. So there has to be a creator." So the article kind of goes on and stuff. And then towards the end, he has this really bold statement. He says, "As a man of science and data, if there's a chance that there is a creator, or if there's a possibility that there is a God, we haven't given him enough credit." And it really resonated with me because I don't think I ever have given him enough credit for his creation. I mean, something out of nothing. Then I'll tell you about a little story about a little old Christian woman who passes away and goes to heaven. St. Peter meets her at the gate and says, "Hey, welcome to heaven. Come on in. Let me show you around," right? So he takes her over this building and opens up this door, and here's this hallway with three doors. And she goes, "This is heaven?" He goes, "Oh, this is just a small part of heaven." He says, "Oh, well, with the three doors." And he goes, "Yeah, three, the perfect number, you know." So she opens up the one door, and here's this great big huge room with millions of angels flying around this room, and there's paper flying all over, and they're folding and filing and folding and filing. She shuts the door real quick and goes, "Wow, what is that room?" He says, "Well, those are all prayer requests from people on earth to God." And she goes, "Oh, wow, that's a lot." And he goes, "Yeah, like a billions a second, you know." And so she opens up the second door, opens it up, and this room's even bigger, and there's even more angels, and they're all flying around, papers flying all over, and they're folding and filing, folding and filing. She shuts the door, and she goes, "What is that room?" And he says, "Well, those are all the blessings back from God to the people on earth." And she goes, "Well, that's nice." And he says, "Yeah." And then she opens up the third door. Here's this one angel sitting there just taking paper by paper by paper. And she says, "Well, what is this room?" He says, "Well, these are all the thank yous from people on earth back to God." I think what that tells us is we don't often enough thank him for what he's done. Or in the article with the physicist, who we don't give him enough credit for his creation. So just maybe today, we can be a little mindful of his creation around us and all that he's done in our lives. Thank you.
Oops, good morning. When I sat down to write this testimony of thankfulness, my first thought was, how can I do this? I'm not that thankful of a person. And when you Yeah, I'm not thankful for a lot of things. For example, I'm not thankful when my car gets a flat tire, and I'm not thankful for viruses, the cold kind or the computer kind. I'm not grateful when airlines send my luggage to New Jersey. I've never been to New Jersey, but my suitcase has. And I'm not grateful when I've been insulted or gossiped about, nor am I grateful when I turn out to be the one who didn't think before speaking. I could add a lot to the list, but I think you get the idea. However, it's during these times, dealing with difficult times and difficult people, that I find a lot to be thankful for. Family and friends and strangers step in to help. Kind words are said and prayers are prayed. A good joke lightens a heavy mood and God gives peace in the storm. Doctors and tow truck drivers do their jobs well. I gain a little wisdom along the way. The trial finally ends and really hard times turn into a really good story. Even though I eventually come around to gratitude, I do know that thankfulness is something I need to work on. And I like that Thanksgiving reminds me to do that every single year. One thing I'm thankful for are the simple Thanksgiving traditions that remind me to be thankful. One of the favorite things my kids have brought home from their days in school are their little handprint turkeys that they make with a sentence above telling what they're grateful for. This one makes me smile every year. Let me read it to you. I'm thankful for playing with my mom and dad, carving pumpkins, going to the beach, watching shows, hot dogs, ice cream, and pizza. That's so yummy. One more thing, hearts and flowers. You can probably guess this was Caleb's from last year. No, okay. He wants me to tell you he was never grateful for hearts. That was Sophia's and she was 4 when she wrote it. I just like the little memories and the good things she put in there. When we teach our kids to count their blessings at a young age, it's a good thing. And practicing gratitude is a good thing to do as an adult. So on the week of Thanksgiving, our family has a tradition where we draw a tree with empty branches on it. And then during the week, we write things that we are thankful for on colored leaves like these and add them to the tree. By Thanksgiving, the tree is full of leaves that say things we are thankful for. Things like our family, our friends, our home, our food, and the little things in life that give us joy. Sorry. All in all, it's a cheerful tradition. But this week, in my quest to work on my own Thanksgiving, I've been reading a handful of Psalms over and over. And the Psalms I chose to focus on are the Thanksgiving Psalms. And they usually begin, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever." As I had to read these Psalms several times over to get what they were saying, because they're not easy reading. But as I read them and thought about what they said, I noticed that how the psalmists give thanksgiving is different than how I do. When I'm thankful, I tend to list the things I have and thank God for them. We call this counting our blessings. When the psalmists want to give thanks, they tell stories. Sometimes their stories are very short ones, like these. "You have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling." And sometimes they're poetic, like this one. "We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us to a place of abundance." There are many of these little one-sentence stories in the Psalms I read this week. And I like that their giving thanks is more than the making of a list. For them, thanksgiving is looking backward at what God has done for them and telling a story about it. And every single time when they tell the story right, it is a story of how God has brought them from a place of need to a place of abundance, or from a place of worry and fear to a place of hope and peace. And the theme of story is always God's steadfast love. So when I list my blessings on paper leaves, I'm only telling the end of the story, and I'm leaving a lot out. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's a better way. And that is to make an effort to tell the story behind the blessing. So I will do that now. And I'm going to tell the story of God's steadfast love to me and my family this year through 2 short stories on 2 dark nights. The first story takes place at the beginning of the year when my dad died 3 times, and 3 times God gave him back, and I am so thankful he is here. The second story is when my mother-in-law died once and the Lord took her home. And knowing without a doubt that she is in the presence of God right now is a blessing, and I am thankful for that too. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, there's a lot of meat there for us to reflect on. Thank you both. Telling the story. They both told you their stories. May you tell yours to one another and to the Lord.